Carter. Deseret.
So, Kenzie Thompson in the spring now, I mean, obviously he's not at 100% coming off the ACL injury. Is it nice to kind of just slowly transition him back in the game? You know, not have to worry too much, you know, knowing that it's spring right now, to have him doing too much out there?
Yeah, well, I wish we didn't have to do it slowly. I wish he could just play. But it's nice to have him doing something that's better than being out. So he's doing a good job with the things he's able to do, and so it seems to be right on track.
With so many quarterbacks out there, I mean, where do you potentially see him standing heading into later into the season?
Well, he's competing to be the starting quarterback. They all are competing for that, and he's going to do it. He did a good job when he got chances to play last year, and he's going to play. That's why he came here. You know, he came here not to play, so he's competing for that chance.
Having him on there, I mean, he obviously has a different complexion to say some of the other quarterbacks out there. I mean, how does that fit into the offense that you can run this year?
He's really not much different. I mean, people make a big deal about it, but our quarterbacks are not as different as people think. I mean, Travis is a good athlete. Kendall's, all of our quarterbacks can run and throw, all of them, including Connor. And there is not as much difference between them as people make it out to be. They have a lot more in common than they do.
It's going to be like a good luxury to have all those guys.
Yeah, it is. And, but we're not going to run a different offense based on that. They're all similar enough and athletic enough to do what we want. Our quarterbacks have to run a little bit and they have to throw. They've got to be smart. And all of our guys have those attributes.
What do you think of the receiving guys, the weapons that they have this year? I mean, is that beneficial to have with the guys that you have at quarterback?
Yeah, we've got some new guys that are coming along. Raylan is really showing up already out here, and so is Tyrone Smith. And then, you know, Kenneth Scott's hurt right now, but we all know what Kenneth Scott and Tim Patrick are all about. And then Delshawn made a couple good plays today. And Bubba Poole and Troy McCormick are also both very good receivers and playing a lot at wide receiver. So we'll have enough guys to throw to, and our tight ends will be good too.
I know Whittingham said that there's the potential to use Bubba Poole as a slot receiver. Is there the potential the same with Troy McCormick?
Yeah, if you were watching it, that's what he played. He played more receiver than running back. Troy and Bubba are doing it all.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime.
So, Coach Daniel, BlockU.com. Just got a couple more for you.
Okay.
Kendrick Young, it was just abusing DBs today.
Yeah.
Young player, really fast.
Yeah.
What's that extra edge? I mean, a lot of people are concerned about having a deep threat right now. You feel like he can do that?
He can be, yeah. He's fast. He's got a lot of speed. He's young, and you just got to keep developing. And, you know, his position coach can tell you more specifics, but from my point of view, I just think he's a kid that just needs to keep playing, getting experience, and we definitely can use his speed to take the top off the coverage.
I think 2010 was when you were running the offense last. You guys were averaging somewhere around 35 points a game, somewhere around there. How much different is this offense going to be to that offense, or is it going to be kind of a mashup of some new stuff and old stuff?
It'll be pretty similar to, you know, I thought last year and the year I called it weren't that much different from each other. Just we're just trying to simplify a little bit our passing game and make sure that we really have ownership over the concepts that we're trying to run.
Okay.
And we don't want to overwhelm our players with so many plays that we're not good at any of them.
Right.
We'd rather be great at a small number of things
than
just have a whole bunch of stuff and not be good at any of it. I feel like in our passing game last year, we didn't really own the details of the stuff. And part of that was, it was our first year in a new offense.
Yeah.
So, you know, the second year, you should get better. And then part of it was, you know, we were searching for answers sometimes, and we probably tried a little too much.
Right.
So this year, we want to, you know, slim it down to just the things that we do well and just accentuate those things. You can run the same stuff over and over. You just dress it up with different ways to do it.
Right.
Formations, different personnel groups. That's the plan.
And last question.
Yeah.
Can you shed a little light on Tani? Kind of an unknown to a lot of people.
Yeah.
He's turned some heads already the first couple of days. People are wondering who he is and what he brings to the table. Can you kind of just shed a little bit of light on him?
Yeah, he's a walk-on running back who is a really tough kid. He's a pretty good all-around player. He can catch, he can block, and he can run. He's got a lot to learn, but he seems to show up every day. He's one of those guys that finds a way to get noticed every day. That's what being a walk-on is all about. You got to get out here and make your mark.
Fantastic. Appreciate your time. Thanks, Coach.
Anytime. Bye.
How are you feeling the offense with this performance?